Welcome to Section 2C, Creating the Plan and the System. First of all, you need to create your plan. On what days specifically and what times specifically will you work on your multiple streams education, as well as on what days and at what times specifically will you take the actions for each step in this program? You may hold it as doing your homework. I think of it as you building your multiple streams business. Because if you take the actions that I lay out in your homework, you will end up with a multiple streams business. In addition to this, you need to be thinking about what budget have you set aside for building your multiple streams business and who is holding you accountable. So when I talk about budget, you're going to be doing things like creating a website, creating your social media presence. You will be designing your products, your brand, your presence in the marketplace. All of these things, you know, cost cash. Now, I will give you recommendations along the way for ways to save money as you do it, but it is going to cost you some money to create these things. In addition, who specifically is holding you accountable? Making sure that you get done what you say, when you say. I highly recommend working this system with an accountability partner. And it can be someone who is also working through the program themselves, but it doesn't have to be. Just needs to be someone for whom, when you give them your word that you're going to do it, you mean it, and you will really take the actions you're promising. Now, that is a big part of the role that I play with my private clients, and feel free to contact me if that's something that you think would be useful. In addition to creating your plan, which is the first of many systems, you need to understand what systems are and how to build them. So, each step will have aspects that lend themselves to systems. For example, you may want to set up a system whereby you check your niche's mailing lists and group pages on a regular basis so that you are continually doing your research to find out who they are, what they need, where they're hanging out, what language do they use both to describe themselves as well as to describe their problems and their issues? You're going to be doing a lot of that stuff, and if you set up a system so that you have all of that information in one place and you can spend an hour or two twice a week and just read through all of the new posts or the new emails, that is going to really help. You're going to also be creating systems as you go. That will give you a foundation, and it's also going to create consistency, sustainability, and room for growth. You see, what a system does is it ensures that you take a certain set of actions in the same way every time. Doing that creates consistency and sustainability, but it creates room for growth if you take that system and document it. Because a lot of these activities, it doesn't have to be you doing it. Someone else could be doing the research and then writing you a report. Someone else could be posting things on your social media. Someone else could be updating your Facebook page. Other people could be helping you to create and maintain these things. But it's going to be a lot easier for you to have other people doing this if you create a system that is documented, so that when it comes to that initial meeting and saying, okay, this is what I need you to do, you really just hand them the documented system and let them run it. So the more that you can think in these terms throughout this entire process, how could I systematize this? How can I document it so that someone else could take this over for me when I get too busy to take care of it myself? Let's have a word about obstacles, because it's pretty likely as you work through this program, you may run into some obstacles. And I want you to be a little wise to yourself about these obstacles, because the majority of them are internal, even when they look like they're external. So let's talk about some of the ones that I see most frequently get in people's way as they're building their multiple streams business. First of all, this idea of perfectionism. I'm a big believer in the ready, go, and then learn, which means that you dive in a bit and learn as you go. Don't wait until you have it perfect to really get into the process. I'm not saying to put out product that is any less than the best that you're capable of creating. But when it comes to things like your social media, and it comes to things like your website, comes to those kinds of things, very often being a work in progress is much more attractive than being perfect. Because being perfect, there's less room for people to feel like they can kind of grab a hold of you, because you're perfect. They'll just slide off. There's no way for them to relate to you because they're not perfect. And think about the artists who you are most interested and intrigued by. Are they perfect? Do they never make a mistake? Or is it really the case that part of what you love about them is how they manage when they do make a mistake, how they deal with people, and how they deal with you, their fans? So don't worry about being perfect, and don't be afraid of making a mistake, because frankly, you're going to. Think of it this way. There are no mistakes, only feedback. Because really, the way I'm teaching you to do this is to test. So if you try something and it doesn't work, that's just feedback. That's just information. You tested something. It didn't work. The key is to figure out with ferocious curiosity what didn't work about it. Was it the timing? Was it the format? Was it the language? Were you not clear? There's a lot of reasons why people don't respond to things, and they're not always what's clearly obvious to you. You need to be ferociously curious about your mistakes to find out what was it that didn't work so that you can try something different, test it, measure it, and find out, well, does this work better or does this work worse? Okay, so you're always in the process of testing things with ferocious curiosity. And remember, you're not alone. You can always submit questions to me through the Ask Coach Deborah call. If you're working as also part of the Artist Edge membership, depending on which level of membership, there are additional ways to get support. There's support within the membership. There's the Ask Coach Deborah calls, but there's also the coaching by email and the laser coaching opportunities. And you're not alone in working through this process. Don't worry about making a mistake. Look at it as a test. You're always testing something, you're learning, you're expanding, you're growing, and you're getting better every time. And you don't need to know everything. You don't need to know how to do everything perfectly, okay? You're going to be solving the problems as you go. You're going to be figuring it out as you go. I teach you to do it on the cheap. You don't want to go in and spend $10,000 on a new website if you don't know who your niche is and what they want and what they're going to be attracted to. You want to try stuff, test it out, and as you find out what works, then you implement that in a much bigger, more serious way. Okay? This is the end of chapter 2. In chapter 3, we really get into the process of building your multiple streams of music income business.